Kilo Echo 8, Delta Alpha November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. The set meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39032 kHz. Alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF linked repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. Net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NGS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives of each group. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAGDD, WB8, PCZ, KD8, RHD, W8COP, and WB8ASB. Some stations need not check in again, but other stations do not. Please call now.
N8OBF Kilowatt, Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo on 14662.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Okay, I got N8OBU, KD8SWR, and KD8IAR. Any others, please call.
KB8PTW.
KB8PTW, you are the closest station and the latest one too. On the next station, please. KB8GDD, KB8GON, can you place a net call, please?
KADON, KJVD, go ahead.
I say, can you place a net call, please?
Will do, will do. You dropped out there for a second. This is KAJVD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Michigan ARPSC net check-ins are being taken now. This is KAJVD.
Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Station Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Macomb County, KE4ZYQ.
Station
ZYQ, can you
give your prefix again?
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, Macomb County.
Roger, thank you. KHUBD, I also copy KCAYDL. Did you pick up any others?
KADON, KJBD. No, just got those two, just those two. Back to you, KJBD.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sorry to jump in on you like that. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started. First off, we've been away for the last week. The family took a trip out east to Philadelphia. City of brotherly love, took in rural history, and got out of the weather, I guess, just in time. We flew out Sunday ahead of all of the storms and all of the stuff that happened around here. I do want to thank Brett, KE8RHB, my deputy, for stepping in and taking my seat and helping out and getting things coordinated around the state. There were some activities. I do appreciate his effort in working with the SCLC in my absence. So thank you, Brett, for that. I hope all of you have found yourselves to be safe and warm and healthy, and if you did lose, if you have any power outages or anything, that's all coming back for you as well. Coming up this week, tomorrow night is a Oxcom exercise planning meeting. We put the plan out a couple weeks ago, just before we left, and or a week or so ago before we left. That went out a little early. We are now working on the event list, or master scenario event list, as it's called, or MEASL, and that's the meat of the exercise, things that we're going to be looking for the teams to be doing. We won't tell you what that is. That's the part that we hold in surprise, but should sit around the exercise plan itself. Wednesday evening is the FEMA Region 5 Rec League Oxcom Subcommittee meeting. That's on Zoom. Thursday afternoon is the Oxcom Work Group, and then I have for Rec League a monthly co-chairs meeting following that. And it looks like Saturday is the NWS, National Weather Service, White Lake office is having its semi-annual meeting. And that's always very interesting information there if you're able to attend that, either online or in person, you can. I suggest joining into it. With that, let me go to KAJDD to be followed by WBA-TTZ.
K-A-D-O-N, this is K-A-J-B-D. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. We had yet another summer test on Saturday, and we had about 16 people out, and all the sirens that we were at passed, so we're nicely waking our way towards the 90 sirens in the county there. We usually get to all of them. Also, on Saturday morning, we had the D2EC leadership meeting. That was pretty well attended and got a lot accomplished there. I did get a nice note from Lance to me for participation in the Cobalt Magnet 2025. That was very thoughtful of him. I certainly appreciate that. Other than that, we've started planning for the spring SET, and I've got my new AECs, lots of energy, sort of pointed at it. Hopefully we'll see what's going on here, and I can step back, and I've done six of them, so I'm going to let them kind of take the lead on this one. We'll see where it goes. Other than that, not too much going on. We're doing some more of the hospital team stuff, making sure the go kits are available. We're pulling in the VA hospital in Ann Arbor and U of M, and we'll see if we can't get them looped in too. So that would be good also. Other than that, today I am currently slaving over dinner, smoking a turkey tenderloin. So looking forward to that here in about an hour. So anyway, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJDD, KEADLM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I'll be down shortly for some smoked tenderloin. I love that. Smoked turkey is delicious. It sounds like the meeting was good, the District 2 meeting, that is. I would hope to get to join that at some point here. Since we had just gotten back, there was no way I was getting up that early to get down to Detroit for 8 o'clock. But one of these weekends, I might come knocking on the door there. Anyway, it sounds like everything is going well. I'm glad to hear you're getting some help in there and getting ready for the exercise as well. So WBA-TQZ to be followed by KB8-RHB. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Rogers City?
Of my neighbors, and we won't have with water. Came in and got us back up online. Fortunately, we have an all
full house generator, so we were not without power for any length of time. District 7, as you've heard already, they're hurting pretty bad up there. Mayo has pretty much gotten back online, but I know further north in District 7, it's pretty much devastation. I know that it could be, they're talking a month or folks get power back, so we'll be praying for their recovery. I'm not going to hold it because I know conditions are pretty poor, so I'll say 7-3 to the group from WACOP, over.
WACOP, can you
hear me?
You're on the Michigan
Fox
had pipe going to the roof. They're not using it anymore. It's leaking, so quite your deal to take it down. I'm actually out by Mayville, so I'm on the pier repeater 147, 14662. That storm, their tower got bent over, and so Central Michigan Emergency Network, we jumped in and helped them all get it back on the air and go to a temporary location, so that's good. They did make a trip up north, Wednesday or Thursday, and tried to get some of our stuff back on up there too as well. So our stuff, other than Mackinac City, seems to be mostly online. Took some antenna damages, one at each of the sites, so there is a little bit of stuff that's off, but the DMR is online, so that's about all I got for you, Max. KB at SWR.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the comments, and thank you for all the work you're putting in on your Central Michigan Emergency Network and getting everything back in alignment and back in place again. And we know that a few of our colleagues have taken a few bad hits, especially down on the pier there. They lost their tower, and so they're looking for some help with that. If anybody has any way that they can help, financial, time, or otherwise, let them reach out to them and let them know. Let's see. Next, we're going to KBA-IAR to be followed by KBA-DGW. Mr. Dunn, before I get there, I do want to acknowledge that I got a relay for NANOR, and so I've added you onto the roster. We'll probably get some help to get that out there. But anyway, next, we go to KB8IAR to be followed by KB8BGW. Mr. Dunn, what's happening?
KB9IAR, this is KJVD. You are up for comments.
Oh, okay. Sorry, old man. Some stations are just, I've got quite a bit of noise here. Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Not much going on here. We were fortunate. Power was only out for a couple of hours, but we've got a generator kicks in just immediately after the clock starts blinking. So we're in fine shape here. We won't hold it. Back to net control. KE8DON. KB9IAR.
All right, KB9IAR, thank you for checking in this afternoon, and appreciate you joining us, Don, and I hope all continues to get better there. All right, we go next to KB8PGW, followed by KCAYVF. Mr. John, what's happening here? What else is happening here in Midland?
Everybody on the net. Not a whole lot. It's still just a little bit below freezing in the morning, so I don't know if I would call this a typical spring or not, but it's kind of nice to see the sun come out in the afternoon a little bit here, so I do plan on getting out a little bit in the sun just right after the net. And not much else to report. Hope everybody has a good afternoon. KB8PGW.
All right, KB8PGW, KB8DON. Your signal came up from when you checked in, by the way, so thank you for that, for joining and for your comments. Let's go next to Saginaw, KCAYVF, to be followed by KE4.
This is KC8YVF, Ron in Saginaw County. Just coming up here, we've just finished a week ago. We did the upgrades to our computer systems at our 911 radio room. That went really well. I'm waiting on a couple of cables to come in to finish the install on one of the computer systems. We have a couple of things coming up here. We're going to have in May, May 7th, the MBS Airport Emergency Exercise. We'll be participating with the county out at the airport. We've got involvement from Bay and Midland counties, so we'll get support from them for inter-county communications, since that is a tri-county airport. And then on the second weekend of May is our annual MS walk in Frankenmuth. So we'll be soliciting operators for that from around the area to help participate in that event. That's our biggest public service event in the area, and that's always a lot of fun. So that's what I've got going on this week, Max. Thanks for doing it. This is KC8YVF back to net.
All right, KC8YVO, KE2M Michigan section here at PRCNet. Thank you for checking in, and for all that you're doing over there in Saginaw County, it sounds like maybe it's going to be a busy month overall. We'll just hear about the exercise coming together out of the airport and make that as well. All right, we're going to jump down to Macomb County, KE4ZYQ. You are up to comment there. What's happening your way?
KE4ZYQ, this is KJBD. You are up for comments, sir. KE4ZYQ, you are up for comments, sir. KJBD assisting net control. KE8DLN, KJBD, nothing heard.
Yeah, roger that. You may have stepped away. All right, we'll go next to NANOR now. NANOR, this is going to bring us to the bottom of the roster. If you're out there, you are up to comment, sir.
N8NOR, this is KJBD. You are up for comments, sir, from the Michigan ARPSC net.
Thank you very much. This is N8NOR. Unfortunately, I'm having some input audio issues with my ICOM 7000 that I'm going to have to look at to see about getting repaired. This has been going on for a couple of months, and unfortunately, my audio is really attenuated.
Not able to talk very loudly, so I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR. KJBD, N8NOR has finished his comments. Back to you, KJBD.
All right, KJBD, thank you for relaying that. I did get a light copy on him. I wasn't able to quite make it out, though, unfortunately. It was a little too light. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We are at the bottom of the roster, and I'll make one more call and see if anybody else would like to check in before we close. If so, please call now. Any relays? All right, hearing none, we're going to go ahead and we'll close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. We had 13 check-ins today. We ran 28 minutes, not too bad. Had a good session overall. Thank you for joining. You all stay safe, warm, dry, healthy, and have a great week ahead. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the net. You returning to this frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November out.
KADON, KJBD.
KJBD, KEADON.
I also copy 13 stations, 28 minutes. Thanks for running the net, Max. Back to you, KJBD.
Okay, thanks for checking my math and for serving as alternate one. We appreciate the help. You have a great evening, 7-3, KEADON.
Thanks, Mike. And over you, KBSWR. Thank you.